羔羊配得我们一切的赞美。
Dear Lord, we thank you. You are this Lamb who is worthy of our praise.
我们为着刚刚受浸的弟兄姐妹向你感谢。
Lord, we thank you for the brothers and sisters who were just baptized.
他们的生命因着你被改变。
Their lives were changed because of you.
我们也为着今天这一段你所赐给我们的经文向你感谢。
And Lord, we give our thanks to you because of the verses that you have given us.
因为你是那从死里复活得胜的羔羊。
Because you were slain and you were resurrected.
我们今天来到你面前，求主你也成为我们生命中的救主，
Lord,
生命的主。
Lord, we come to our hearts and be the savior of our hearts and our life.
让我们晓得你是那得胜的主。
And Lord, we know that you are the Lord who has triumphed.
奉主名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那今天的经文在这个启示录第五章。
So today's scripture is in Revelation 5.
第五章呢是一个在天上的这个意象。
This is a vision from heaven.
你们喜欢看连续剧吗？
Do you like TV series?
前几个星期，那个宋平在这里说韩剧。
So a couple of weeks ago, Brother Song Ping was talking about Korean soap opera.
你们看韩剧吗？
Do you watch Korean soap opera?
在马来西亚呢，我是福州人，在马来西亚的其实是没有接触到这个讲广东话的人。
The pastor was originally coming from, his family was coming from Fuzhou in China, and he lived in Malaysia, and not a lot of Malaysia that he met actually spoke Cantonese.
那我怎么会学会听广东话呢？是因为看这个连续剧。
So how could he actually learn to understand Cantonese? Because he watched a lot of TV series.
在电视每天晚上六点钟吃晚餐的时候，电视第一次有中文的这个电台的时候，就是演这个连续剧。
So at 6 o'clock, at the time of dinner, the TV would actually broadcast soap operas.
记得那时候看什么《星星知我心》呢？
So they were watching The Star Understands My Heart.
上海滩呢？
上海。
And 就是你看的时候呢，每一次看的时候，你就结束的时候呢，他们也记得很厉害，就是巴不得就第二天就来啊。
Every time the TV the soap opera is finished for every day, you would expect the next episode to come.
然后呢，就想要看那个结局是怎么样。
And you would so wanting to know the end of the TV series.
那有时候我哥哥去借租这个连续剧来看的时候呢，就一次租这个20多片的这个连续。
So I remember like my older brother went to borrow the soap opera series, and he would he would rent maybe 20 or 2 dozens of them at a time.
既然有20多片在里头的话，就有时候通宵就把它看完了。
So we would actually binge watch it overnight.
当然通宵看不完20多片，就20多个小时啊。
Of course we cannot finish it. We couldn't finish it because two dozens would mean like 2 dozen hours.
我们今天看的这个经文呢，在第一从第一节到第四节。
So today's verse is from verse 1 to verse 4.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
第一节来，我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用气印封严了。我又看见有一位，在天上、地上、地底下，没有谁能看见那书卷，因为一个没有展开的。被观看那书卷的，我就大。你看到在这里呢，一开始他就有讲到，在天上有一个书卷，那个书卷是封严的，看不到里面的内容，里外写的字。
So you look at the verses and you see there was a scroll, and this scroll was sealed with 7 seals. It was written both sides, inside and outside.
古代的时候书卷通常就写一面然后卷起来的。
So in the ancient times, mostly the scrolls were written on just one side and it was scrolled into a scroll.
那在这里不但是写一面它另外一面也写满了。
So this scroll, has not only, was not only written inside, but also was written outside.
然后把它卷起来之后把它用七个印封的严严紧紧的。
And after it was scrolled, it was sealed with seven seals.
你想这个如果封一个印的话你大概还可以打开一个角落来看的。
Just imagine if it was only sealed with one seal, then probably you can still, peel it open, take a little peek inside.
那七个印就把它封得严严紧紧的。
But there were seven seals, and it was so tightly sealed.
那里面写什么呢？
What was written in the scroll?
你看到这个由这个约瑟他看到然后他看到这书卷没有人他发现没有人能够展开书卷的时候他就大哭。
And John found that there was no one who was worthy to open the scroll and he started to weep.
那书卷里面其实就我们从启示录看到就讲到一切事情的一个结局。
And what was written in the scroll as we can see from the book of Revelation is at the end of all things.
就好像你看连续剧。
So just like when you were watching the TV series.
你看到最后一集的时候，最后一集不见了。
When you came to the last episode, you couldn't find it.
你会怎么样？到处找。
What would you do? You would look around, look everywhere.
以前没有网络，现在有网络，你也到处去 Google search.
There was no internet, but there is now internet, and so you would search on the internet.
然后你找了找了找找了老半天都找不到。
And you would keep searching and searching, couldn't find it.
你就没有方法知道事情的结局怎么样。
And you were not able to see to know the end of the soap opera.
这就好像这里的一个情况，当约翰看到这里有一个书卷被封紧的时候，没有人能够展开的时候，他就在那里大哭。
So this is the situation here when John was able to see the scroll, but he couldn't find anyone. But nobody was able to open the scroll. He started to weep.
这里关乎到每一个人生的一个结局的一卷书里面的内容无法知道。
This scroll, which is related to the end of every single individual, could not be opened.
这里里里外外写了满了一些我们想要知道我们切心关心的是到底我这一生这样子走下去之后会有什么下场。
The scroll was filled with writings about your daily life, what is your future. However, we couldn't open it.
可是这里是封紧的。
Because it was sealed.
没有办法知道。
And so you couldn't understand.
在北卡呢有一个姐妹。
In North Carolina, there is a sister.
他写了一个文章。
He wrote an essay.
他的文章的这个题目叫做《神是否写了一个你不要的故事》。
And her topic was, did God write a story that you don't like?
他前面就开场白这么说。
This essay started with this.
你可曾看看你的人生
Have you ever looked back to your life?
并认定一切只会变得更糟，不会更好。
And have this conviction that things will just go worse and not turning better.
艰难的事只会越来越难。
And the
好事从此消失无踪。
The difficult situations will just get worse, and the good things will disappear.
任何希望只会导致失望。
Any hope will just lead to disappointment.
然后他说我就是曾经面对如此的人生。
And she said that this is such a life that I used to face.
他说多年前我的丈夫离开我们。
Many years ago, my husband left us.
从此我和我两个女儿在世界的我和我两个女儿的世界就开始崩溃。
And ever since that, the life of me and my two daughters started to crumble.
我们从来没有想过我们会有一个破碎的家庭。
And we have never imagined that we have a splitted family.
我们无法自我肯定。
And we cannot
find out our identity.
Thank you. Find our identity.
我不喜欢我人生故事如此这样子的发展下去。
And I don't really like my story to unscroll like this.
甚至我曾经信主的两个女儿也开始对神放弃。
And even my two believing daughters, they started to forsake God.
神令他们失望。
And because God has let them down.
他们不愿意再相信他。
And they refuse to believe in him anymore.
啊，这样的一个人生。
This is such a life.
很多时候你就想要知道说到底最后会怎么样。
And many a time you would like to know what is the end.
但是就没有办法知道。
But however you cannot find it.
好像就在你在那个时刻，好像整卷书是封得紧紧的，你没有办法打开来知道。
As if this entire scroll was sealed so tightly that you cannot open it.
在中部有另外一个姐妹。
In the middle west, there was another sister.
有两个儿子。
She has two sons.
有一天，她的先生跟别人跑掉了。
There was a one day her husband left with another lady.
就剩下她跟她的儿子。
Leaving her with her son.
那老大呢是非常爱主的。
Her elder son loves God a lot.
那老二呢就对这个信仰没有兴趣。
But his younger one was not interested in the religion.
那爱主的老大呢最后得了一个怪病。
The son who loved God had a very strange disease.
病到他整个人呢都是胖胖的。
To an extent that he gained a lot of weight.
最后过世。
And passed away.
然后剩下老二。
And leaving her with the
常常让他头痛。
Leaving her with a younger son who gave her a lot of headaches.
啊，常常就在教会里面跟弟兄姐妹分享说，我有一天看到神，我要问神说，为什么？首先，为什么这个在教会服侍的这个我的丈夫跟人家跑了
？And so when she was in church, she always asked brothers and sisters in the church, why I was serving so hard in God. However, my husband left me with another lady.
为什么爱主的、爱神的这一个老大也把我接走了？剩下留下来的就是一个让我头痛的一个儿子。
And why the son who actually is after God's own heart left this earth so early and leaving me with this younger son who didn't know God?
他常说我那一天见到耶稣的时候，我就要问耶稣这一个问题。
And that is what she always say, that if there was a day that I can see Jesus, that's the question I'm going to ask him.
对他来说，对我们来说，听的人，我们都没有办法知道下一步会怎么发生。
For all of us who have heard her story, and her question, we couldn't understand, and we don't really know what will happen.
那一卷人生结局的书，就对他来说，就像是个封严谨的一卷书。
The scroll of her life to her was sealed.
使徒约翰自己也在拔摩岛上。
So John was also on the island of Patmos.
他写这卷书的时候，他自己是被关在那里，他也不晓得接下来的下一步他的人生会怎么样。
When he wrote this book, he was confined in this island, and he didn't know what's going to happen in his life.
我们每个人呢，都有我们每个人的困境。
Every one of us, we have our own difficult situation.
我们工作没了。
We lose our job.
健康出了问题了。
Having problems with our health.
夫妻出了问题了。
In our marriage, we have difficulties.
儿女也有一些解决不了的头痛的问题。
And also very difficult circumstances with our kids.
那很多时候我们在这当中的时候，我们真的不晓得我们的人生的结局会怎么样。
When we are in the midst of these things, we truly do not know what is going to happen in our life.
我们是信主的话，我们巴不得我们祷告当中神可以让我们知道。
If we truly believe in God in our prayers, how much do we eager to know that God is going to review us?
我们巴不得能够有一点点的这个蛛丝马迹告诉我们说我们下一步会怎么发生。
And how much do we long to see any clue to tell us what is going to happen in the future?
我们看这里第二节，这里有一位大力的天使在那里宣讲说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印？
And we see in verse 2, there was a mighty angel and who asked, who is worthy to break the scroll and to break the seal and open the scroll?
有谁知道这一切事情的结局?
And who knows the end of everything?
有谁能够掌握我们人生的方向?
And who is in charge of the direction of our life?
有谁配展开这书卷?
And who is able to open the scroll?
天使问这个问题的时候
So when the angel asked this question,
他说有谁配展开那书卷
Who is worthy to open the scroll?
这个问题一问
as soon as he asked this question,
你就发现到没有人能够回答
And you find out that there was nobody who can answer this question.
我们之前看的这个第四章那里四活物加上这个二十四位长老在那里欢呼昼夜不住的赞美
In the previous chapter, the chapter 4, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, they unceasingly praise the Lord day and night.
可是在这里天使一问的时候 你可以感觉到整个天地之间没有声音。
However, when the angel asked this question, you find that it's all silence on heaven, in heavens and on the earth.
答案是什么呢?
What is the answer?
前面一半
So, the first half.
前面一半的答案是在第三节。
The first half, the answer to the first half of the question is in verse 3.
他说在天上、地上、地底下没有能展开、能观看那书卷的。
But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll.
你看这个原来的这个原文希腊文的话英文也为了这个不要重复没有这样子翻它的原来是不断的重复没有这个字、
So when you look at the original at the original language of the verse which is in Greek no was actually repeated many times
他说有谁配展开那书卷揭开那七印呢第三节接着就说没有在天上的没有在地上的没有在地底下的没有能展开的能观看没有能观看那书卷的
So the question was asked who is worthy to open the seal to break the seals and open the scroll and in verse 3 the answer was no one in heaven no one on earth and no one under the earth is worthy to open the scroll
没有能展开那个也是重复没有能够看书卷的也是重复
So it is repeated there was no one who could open itand it was also repeated. No one could actually read it.
一共重复了五遍。
It was repeated 5 times. The word.
这里不断的强调说没有，没有，没有，没有。
So it is repeatedly emphasized. No, 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 no.
也就是说，这天地间没有一个人，没有一样东西能够掌握我们的未来。
What is to say that there is nothing, no one in heaven or on earth can control our future.
能够保证我们的前途
or who can secure our future
我们的学历不能够给我们保证
our education cannot secure our future
我们的事业没有办法帮我们确定我们的将来的结局
our career cannot secure the future, the destiny of our life
我们的老板也不行他自己的前途也没办法
and neither can our boss, he couldn't even control his own future
不是你的钱财，也不是你的薪水，也不是你的先生，不是你的儿女，也不是你的家庭。
Not your wealth, not your salary, not your treasure, not your husband or wife, and not your kids.
我们没有办法控制我们怎么来世上，我们也没有办法保证我们怎么来掌握我们人生的结局。
We cannot control how we come into this world, and we cannot control how we end our life.
你不要到报纸上到网络上去找算命的去看那个星座他们没有办法给你保证。
And do not try even to go to the internet to search for like palm reading or the constellation or the constellation they cannot guarantee your future.
你可以买再多的保险都不能保证你人生的结局。
You can purchase as many insurance as you want, but they cannot secure your life either.
七年前我在这个Louisville 还在 Louisville 的时候。
7 years ago, when I was still in the city of Louisville.
那天春天呢，有这个 很大的这个龙卷风来。
And in the spring, there was we were hit by a great tornado.
那一次呢，龙卷风打到洛格的，就只有打到那个赛马场。
And only the horse track, the racing track was hit.
那当他这个警报来的时候，我们一家人躲在这个 basement 里头。
So when the siren came, and all of my entire family, we hid ourselves in the basement.
我们就看着这个电视，看这个气象的报告。
And we were following the weather forecast.
现在到了这个西边，现在到了中部，现在快要到我们顶头了。
So here came the tornado to the west and to the center of the city and almost coming to our house.
那时候我会想到啊，还好我家里有保险。
Feel relieved that okay, yeah, I have insurance.
我房子有保险。
I have insurance to cover the house.
我刚好买了人身保险。
And I have luckily I have the life insurance.
那我就可以保证说我就没事。
And to guarantee that I would be fine.
但是你就发现到这经文讲的的确是我们买了再多的保险都没有办法有一个真正的保险。
But these verses actually tells you that even if you can have numerous insurances, this cannot really guarantee your safety.
我们是多么的无助。
How helpless we are.
在天上没有，在地上没有，在地底下也没有，没有能够展开的，也没有能够看那书卷的。
There was no one in heaven, no one on earth, no one under the earth who can open the scroll or to look inside the scroll.
这里不单是讲到我们的未来。
This is not only talking about our future.
这也是讲到我们在神面前的救恩。
But also talk about our salvation before God.
我们没有办法靠自己。
We cannot rely on ourselves.
进到神的国度。
To enter the kingdom of God.
在地上没有任何一个人没有一样的东西能够保证我们在神里头的这个救恩。
On earth there's no one, nothing that guarantees our salvation.
我们的经历我们的学历都不能够解决我们最新的问题。
Our education, our experience cannot solve this issue.
第三节说没有在天上没有一个在地上没有一个，在地底下没有一个，没有一个能展开，没有一个能够看那书卷的。
So in verse 3 it says, "There's no one in heaven, no one on earth, no one under the earth who can open the scroll."
然后约翰说，因为没有能够展开的，因为没有能够观看的。
And John continued, "There was no one who was worthy to open. No one was able to look inside."
我就大哭。
And John started to weep.
哭好不好？
Is it good to cry?
哭好不好？
Is it good to cry?
好。中国人大部分说不好。
So as Chinese probably will say, no, it is not good.
我来了美国二十多年了，我最近还是会发现到说小孩子出事的时候，我第一个反应就是说不要哭。
So after 20 plus years coming into the United States, whenever my kids have some problem and started to cry, I would say stop crying.
有时候我烦了，我还说不要哭。
So sometimes when I'm really bothered, I would say do not cry.
哭好不好？
Is it good to cry?
当你认识到现实。
When you come to realize the reality,
当你明白了真相之后,
when you come to realize the truth,
哭是好的,
it is good to cry.
不哭, 在那个时候反而是自负,
not crying at that point of time is actually pride.
不哭, 在那个时候反而是幼稚,
and not crying at that moment is naive.
不哭在那个时候反而是不知天高地厚。
And not to cry is at that moment is not knowing the height and depth of the world.
我小的时候，我七岁，我父亲过世。
When I was 7 years old, my father passed away.
我因为我在家里是最小的。
I was the youngest in my family.
是第五个。
The fifth one.
所以呢，因为有哥哥姐姐，很多事情我就不用管。
Because I have older brothers and sisters, I don't have to care about many things.
因为不用管到很多事情，我就很幼稚。
Because I didn't have to care about many things, I become very childish.
所以爸爸过世的时候，我也不搞不清楚是怎么回事。
And when my dad, when my father passed away, I didn't realize the reality.
葬礼的那一天，我们身上穿了这些麻衣啦，手里面拿着一些东西啦，然后大家在旁边哭啦，我看着大家就不晓得为什么哭。
On the day of funeral, we were dressed in linen and holding many funeral items in our hands. I saw many people crying, and I didn't really understand why they were crying.
那大概是没有人跟我解释死是什么一回事。
I guess probably because no one explained to me what is death.
所以我就跟着大家，然后大家就一路哭到这个坟地。
So I followed the crowd and everyone was crying until we reached the burying place.
所以大家都在哭，只有我没有哭。
Everyone was crying except for me.
我是不是很坚强？
Was I really strong?
很幼稚。
I was naive.
最后的时候，要棺木这个要关起来的时候，所有的东西要往里面丢。
So before they close the tomb, you have to throw all of the things into the tomb.
最后，他把我手里面拿在玩的东西也丢进去。
And so the toy that I was playing in my hand was also thrown into the tomb.
那个时候我哭了。
At that time, I started to cry.
我哭不是因为我爸爸过世。
I cried not because my dad passed away.
因为我手中的玩具被拿走了。
But because my toy, the toy in my hand was taken away.
我们人生常常是这样子，我们很多事情该哭的不哭。
This is the same case in our life many a time. We don't cry over things that we have to cry.
明天我们掌握不了的，我们该惧怕的，我们不惧怕。
Tomorrow, which we have to fear because we cannot control that, we don't fear.
我们退休之后的生活到底能活多长？我们应该要思考的，我们不去思考。
How long can we survive after retirement? Those things we have to consider, but we don't consider.
我们内心里面的问题，夫妻之间的问题，孩子之间的问题，父子母女之间的问题，该要在那里爱哭的，我们并没有时间去哭。
The problems within our marriage, between us and our children, we have to mourn and we have to consider. We don't spend the time to take into consideration.
约翰在这里就大哭。
And John here, he wept loudly.
所以从第一节到第四节呢，只有一个是大哭的一个经文。
So verse 1 through 4 are the verses of crying.
我们跳到第九节。
So let's jump to verse 9.
9到13节我们一起来念。
9 through 13.
第九节开始。他们唱行。我又听见在直到狮吼就说阿们，众长老也你有没有注意到前面呢？前面讲完之后，约翰就在那里大哭。
So have you noticed that previously John started to weep very loudly?
那后面完全是一番不同的一个景象。
And here we come to a completely different scene.
在十二节那里说，大声说，那被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞。
In verse 12, in a loud voice, they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth, and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
前面是大哭，后面是大声的赞美。
So in the beginning it was loud weeping, and here it's loud praise.
前面说到这个，在天上、地上、地底下，有谁能够被展开那书卷？有谁能够被看这个书卷的时候，没有一个人敢吭声。
So in the previously it was talking about who was worthy to open the scroll and to look inside, and there was no one.
你可以想象每一个人可能面对这个问题的时候都躲起来，都说不是我，不是我。
And can you imagine like every single one of us, when we were asked this question, we would hide ourselves and say, no, it's not me, it's not me.
然后来到后面的时候，十三节说，你就发现到天上、地上、地底下、沧海里、天地间所有的被造物全部跑出来。
But here in verse 13, you would realize that all the creatures in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea, all that is in them, they all came out.
前面天上地上地底下的没有声音，后面的天上地上地底下的都在那里歌颂神，说愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权柄归给那坐在宝座的。
So previously, all the living creatures everywhere was hiding and were silent. And here, all the living creatures everywhere in heaven and on earth, under the earth and in the sea, they all came out and singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
很难想象前面没有一点任何的理由可以歌颂的，后面就不断的歌颂。
So it is really hard to imagine that previously there was no reason to praise, but here it's filled with praise in heaven and earth.
前面没有任何一点的希望，后面满了希望，满了这个赞美。
Previously there was no hope, but here it is filled with hope and filled with praise.
发生什么事情？
What happened?
所发生的事情关键就在中间这个第五到第八节。
And the key is in verse 5-8.
我们来看第五到第八节。
Let's take a look at verses 5-8.
一起来念。
Let's read together.
来。第六节，长老中有一位就对我说：“不要哭。”
So in verse 5, one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep."
不要哭。
Do not weep.
有什么情况之下可以不用哭？
Under what circumstance that you don't have to weep?
他就说：“看哪，犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已经得胜。”
He said, The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he has triumphed.
他怎么得胜呢?
How did he triumph?
在第六节说，有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
In verse 6, it says, there was a lamb standing, looking as if it had been slain.
他怎么得胜?
How did he triumph?
他像是被杀过的。
It looked like if...He had been slain.
这个记号就是在指到他从死里复活。
This is the sign that he was resurrected from the death.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
我们的主复活。
Our Lord has risen.
死亡对我们来说是在描写一个没有盼望的一个光景。
And death to us depicts a future, a scenario without hope.
太太在家里面骂先生是死人一个的时候，就说没有希望了。
So when a wife talks about her husband, scolded her husband at home, saying you are a dead man, this means that there is no hope for this husband.
当你对人家说我的心已经死了，就表示我就不会再继续下去了。
When you talk to someone, when you told someone else that your heart is dead, this means your life is no hope.
那在这里有一个羔羊，他是那得胜的狮子，他是从死里复活的羔羊。
However, there is a lamb here, and he is the lion that has triumphed, and he is the lion, he is the lamb resurrected from the death.
啊、从死里复活意思是说他经过死亡、
to resurrect from death is that he has passed through the death.
他也走进到人认为那个完全没有盼望的一个光景。
He has entered the scenario, the situation, a man thinks that there would be no hope.
在人没有认为没有那个盼望的光景里头，他是一个新的生命。
In this hopeless situation, he has acquired a new life.
所以他自己的死里复活，就证实了他那里有一个能力，在人这个最终没有盼望的生活里头，罪所带来的各种各样的问题的当中，他是那生命。
So the fact that he has risen from the death, means that he is able to give life to people who has been so besieged by all sinful circumstances that has no hope at all.
这里说像是被杀过的。
Here it says looking as if it had been slain.
这死亡是过去式。
And this is the past tense.
就已经过去的。
Past perfect, which past tense, this has already passed.
死亡不是个终点。
And death is not the destiny.
生命，复活的生命。是终点。
A resurrected life is the destiny.
被杀过的羔羊是死里复活的主，他在死里复活，他有死里复活的大能。
The lamb that had been slain, is the Lord that has resurrected, and he has the power to conquer death.
第五节他就说他已经得胜，这样一位的救主，这样一位的狮子，这样一位的羔羊，他配展开那书卷。
In verse 5, it says, He has triumphed. So this lamb, this lion who has triumphed, he is worthy to open the scroll.
是这样的一个羔羊，他能够展开这样的一个书卷，我们人生无论走到什么样的一个光景。
Such a lamb, such a lion, it helps us no matter what circumstances we are walking in.
我们无论走到怎么样的一个光景，甚至走到死亡的地步。
Regardless of the circumstances, even though the valley of death,
我们的结局掌握在谁的手中？
Where does our destiny lie?
掌握在这位从死里复活的救主的手中。
It lies under the control in the hand of this Lord who was resurrected.
第七节说，
Verse 7,
这羔羊前来。
This lamb came forward,
从宝座的右手里拿了书卷,
and take the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前。
As he has taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the elders prostrate themselves before the throne.
各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。
Each had a harp and a golden bowl full of incense.
这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Which are the prayers of the saints.
你知道我们人生常常面对困难的时候。
Many a time when we face difficulties in our lives.
我们发自内心就会有一个声音说，天哪，要怎么办？
From the depths of our heart, we cry out, "What are we going to do?"
我们信主的人，我们就向神呼求说，到底是怎么回事？为什么会这样？
For us, the believers, we would cry out to God, "What is going on? Why are we in this circumstance? What is going to happen?"
有时候我们祷告了很久，一个月、两个月、一年、两年、好几年，我们就好像祷告在这边。碰到这个天花板呢，上不去，没有人听。
Sometimes after we have prayed for 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, 2 years, many years, it seems like we have reached this glass ceiling that we cannot move forward anymore.
我们认为说我们四周围的这个关系全部都死了。
And the relationships around us have all died.
我们甚至认为可能觉得自己的心也都死了。
And that our hearts have died.
啊，在这里，他说，当羔羊，那从死里复活的羔羊来，手拿着书卷的时候。
So here it's written, when the lamb that has resurrected from death, he came and took the scroll.
众圣徒的祈祷就有了一个着落。
And here, and then, the prayers of the saints, they have found a home.
要不然你可以拼命求，但是你那个结局没有人能够掌握。
Or else, if this is not the case, you can just keep continue to pray, but there will be no one to take your prayers.
第八节这一幅画就就是说我们。历代历世以来的所有的圣徒的祷告，耶稣如果没有从死里复活的话，这一些的祷告也就是放在那里，没有一个去向，也没有一个结局，也没有一个着落，也没有一个好的交代。
So from the past centuries and then the entire history, all the prayers that were the incense and the bowls, if Jesus Christ has not risen from the dead, then these incense will just accumulate and then lying there without any good home or destiny.
也就是说，所有的人，如果你向天祷告，你要天听到你的声音的话，你就必须要有这一位从死里复活的耶稣基督。
Which means that whoever is praying to God and asking God to hear your prayers, you do need this.Lord, this Jesus Christ who is resurrected from the dead.
他是我们祷告的最终的答案。
And he is the final answer to our prayers.
因为他从死里复活。
Because he has risen from the dead.
在任何面对光景当中，我们面对死亡的绝望的当中，他那里有生命跟盼望。
In the valley of desperation, in him there is hope.
所以难怪前面说，在天上、地上、地底下没有一个人配拿。
So no wonder, there was no one on in heaven or on earth or under the earth who was worthy to take the scroll.
然后到后面的时候，天上、地上、地底下的所有的受造物都出来来赞美神。
And and later in this chapter, everyone, in the heaven, on earth, and under the earth, they all came out to worship God.
因为虽然在天上没有，地上没有，地底下没有，没有能展开，没有能够观看的，但是我们有一位救主耶稣基督被杀的羔羊。
Because even there was no one in heaven, on the earth, under the earth, who was worthy to open the scroll, nevertheless, we have this Savior, this Jesus Christ, who can open the scroll and save us.
罗马书第八章怎么说？
What does it say in Romans chapter 8?
五饼而已，你们刚查完第八章。
So five bread and five loaves and two fish fellowship, they have just finished studying this Bible verses.
新万爱好几个月前也刚查完。
And for whole fellowship also finished.
他说既是这样，还有什么可说的呢？
It says, what then shall we say in response to this?
有基督耶稣已经死了，并且从死里复活。
Jesus Christ who died, more than that, he was raised to life.
然后接着他说，谁能因此使我们与基督的爱隔绝吗？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
在这一切事上，主已经得胜了。
As it is written, in all these things we are more than conquerors.
得胜有余。
We are more than conquerors, and Jesus has already conquered.
所以虽然在天上、地上、地底下没有一个能够配展开书卷的，但是我们有一位救主，他从死里复活。
So even though there is no one in heaven, on earth, under the earth, who is worthy to open the scroll.We have this Savior who has resurrected from the death.
因为这样的一位被杀的羔羊在天上没有，在地上没有，地底下也没有一个能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
because of this lamb that had been slain, there is no one in heaven, on earth, or under the earth that can separate us from God.
亲爱的救主好不好?
Is this Savior good?
所以第十四节,
so in verse 14,
四活物就说阿们。
The four living creatures said, Amen.
众长老也就俯伏敬拜。
And the elders fell down and worshipped.
要不要一起说 Amen?
Do you want to say Amen together?
所以我在想，我常常在想，那中部的那一位姐妹，她将来到耶稣那里的时候，她说，我要问耶稣，为什么把我的大儿子接走，为什么留下让我头痛的二儿子。
So going back to the sister in the middle part of the United States, when she asked, why God take away my older son who is after God's own heart and leaving me with this younger son who still doesn't know him?
那我相信将来他到天上的时候看到耶稣的时候
I truly believe that when the day comes that she goes to heaven and sees Jesus Christ face to face,
当他完全明白是怎么回事的时候
After she has come to realize all everything
他就会也会跟着四活活物说阿们
And she will follow the four living creatures and proclaim Amen
匍匐的敬拜
and fall down and worship
那北卡的姐妹
The sister in North Carolina
当她写故事的时候她说在故事当中当你不喜欢神为你写的这个人生故事，那里头有很多你想你走不下去的原因。
The North Carolina sister, when she wrote this essay, the story, there are many times she didn't understand and she couldn't figure out the reason.
但是她说，最近她发现神奇妙的工作。
But recently she found the miraculous work of God.
她的女儿再一次回到神面前。
Her daughters came back to the Lord.
后来也就奉献自己去短宣。
And offered herself up as a missionary.
我们不晓得我们的故事会怎么走。
We don't really know the end of our story.
但是我们唯一可以确定的就是有这样一位的死里复活的救主。如果我们愿意把我们的一生放在他手中，如果我们愿意信靠他，他掌握着那一个封紧的这个书卷。
But we do know that with this God who has resurrected from the death, who is in control, he is surely in control of the scroll that was sealed.
整个第五章到了后面，整个这个气氛非常的高昂。
The latter part of chapter 5 is full of spirit.
整个这个前面大哭，后面大声的赞美。
So in the first half, it was filled with loud weeping, and the latter half was filled with loud praise.
四活物在那边说阿们，阿们，阿们。
And the four living creatures repeatedly say Amen, Amen, Amen.
我们过两个星期呢，我们就要来到第六章。
2 weeks from now, we're going to continue in chapter 6.
你开始看第六章的时候，你就看到天灾。
When you look at chapter 6, you will see all the disasters.
你也看到人祸。
And all the human disasters.
你看到身体上的疾病。
We see the ailments of our body.
你看到工作这个经济的这个压迫感。
The pressure from our work and also finance.
到时候我们到了第六章的时候你就会发现第五章那个气氛好像离我们现实的生活好像很远
when you come to chapter 6 you will feel like the scenarios in chapter 5 is so far away from us
要怎么办
what can we do
三件事情我们可以做的
three things that we can do
第一就是我们可以哭。
Firstly, of course, we can cry.
我们可以哭，花点时间来哭。
We can spend some time to weep.
让我们的眼泪洗去我们多年来累积的这个自负。
That our tears can wash away the pride that has accumulated over the years.
让我们的眼泪洗去我们自我刚强的这个个性。
That our tears can wash away the self-reliant, self-dependent character.
斯布珍是在十九世纪一个有名的牧师。
Spurgeon, which is who is a very famous pastor in 19th century.
他说没有眼泪就没有人能够看到天上和天上的主。眼泪叫我们眼睛看见真实的盼望。
He said that without tears, no one can see this Lord who is in heaven, and the tears can let us see through reality the real hope.
他说，哭泣的眼睛能够帮助我们挪去我们里头那些虚假的依靠。
And the crying eyes can help us to remove those vain support in our lives.
哭泣的眼睛能够使我们对神的眼这个光更敏锐。
And the crying eyes can help us be sensitive to the light of God.
为自己为别人哭的。
Those who cry for themselves and also cry for other people.
会是第一个看见神羔羊就是他们的答案。
Will be the first ones to see that the Lamb of God is their answer.
我们哭了之后能够 做什么？第二件事情就是不必再哭了。
Secondly, what we can do after crying, which is to stop crying.
因为当我们看见那位被杀的羔羊是我们的救主耶稣基督的时候，我们的盼望就在他身上。
When we see that the Lamb who had been slain and who has resurrected, this is the Lord, and our hope is on him.
第三，我们就在眼泪当中停止哭泣，我们可以一同的来歌颂神。
Certainly, if we can stop our tears, stop crying, and filled with hope.
所以有时候呢，当你这个看连续剧看得不耐烦，你真的想要知道结局是怎么样的时候，有一个方法，你就是跑到直接看最后一集。
So there is a when you have grew tired of watching soap operas, and there is a solution. You just go and to watch the last episode.
你看一下那主角到最后的时候还在不在？
You take a look if the heroes or heroes is still there in the last chapter.
看一下他开不开心
？Is he happy or not？
他跟他梦寐的这个梦中的这白马王子或者白雪公主是不是在一起？
Is he or she with his dream lover in the end?
然后呢，你就可以安心的回去继续看你的连续剧。
And then you can be contented and go back to continue watching.
那你看的当中呢，你就有时候会紧张，有时候会不晓得发生什么事，但是你总是知道最后的结局，我知道了。
When you're still watching, probably you will be kind of anxious, not knowing. About the current scenes, but you have the knowledge. Okay, what is going to happen in the end?
这个男主角好像被这个另外一个女的吸引过去了，但是你知道最后一个结局是说，这男主角跟女主角在一起。
This hero who probably is attracted by another lady temporarily, but you know that he is going to go back to the heroine, and they are going to be together eventually.
整个故事发展你不知道起起落落在那里，但是你知道最后是怎么样。
You don't really understand the ups and downs in this whole theme of the story, but you know the end.
启示录就是这一个结局。
And Revelation is this end.
所有蒙神拣选得救的圣徒们将来在天上都赞美神，说他配得一切。
All the saints whobecause of the mercy and grace of our God, will eventually be in heaven and to worship Him because He is worthy of all the praises.
我们接下来有圣餐。
We will have communion.
我们请服侍的弟兄姐妹们把圣餐拿到前面来，然后我们把刚刚听的那一首歌呢再听一遍。
And brothers and sisters who are serving on the Holy Communion, please come forward. And we're going to listen to the song we have heard before the sermon again.
诗歌说他是否配得。
And in the song, it was asked,
在这个世界，在这个人生里头没有盼望的当中，是否有希望？
Is he worthy? Is there hope in this world where seems to have no hope?
我们关一下灯，然后在看的当中呢，请弟兄姐妹服侍的把它拿前把圣餐饼杯拿到前面。
And let's dim the light, and then brothers and sisters who serve the Holy Communion, please come forward.
Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the darkness stopped the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all?
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are worthy of all praises and worship.
在我们生活中，当我们没有看见盼望的时候， 我们有这一位从死里复活的主。
In our lives where there seems to be no hope, we have this Savior who has resurrected from the death.
你不单是得胜的。
Lord, not only you have conquered.
你不单是将来要得胜。
Not only that you will conquer and win the victory in the future.
十字架乃是说明你已经得胜。
The cross means that you have already conquered.
我们感谢你，你是复活的主。
Lord, we thank you, for you are the Lord who has risen from the death.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们来到神面前有这段时间，我们来领受这个饼跟杯。
So let's spend some time to come before our Lord and to partake this bread and this cup.
我们今天时间稍微长一点，因为有敬礼。
The time of this entire ceremony is longer than normal because we have baptism.
但是我们特别要纪念耶稣基督已经为我们复活，死里复活。
But we really want to spend the time to remember that Jesus has risen from the death for us.
这饼代表着耶稣的身体为我们舍的。
This bread represents the body of Christ broken for us.
这杯象征着耶稣为我们所流的宝血。
And this cup represents the precious blood that God has shed for us.
整个圣餐，耶稣基督还说，你们要这样子做，为的是要纪念我，还有我将来还要再来。
And through this communion, Jesus Christ commanded us that you have to do this, in order to remember me, and He is coming back again.
我们来到神面前有一段安静的时间。
So let's spend some time to quiet up.Quiet our hearts before Him.
我们预备心
To prepare our hearts.
圣餐是为着受洗受浸的弟兄姐妹预备的
The communion is prepared for brothers and sisters who have already been baptized.
神的应许，那展开书卷的羔羊的这个应许，是为一切愿意信靠他、接受他为个人救主的人。
The promise that the Lamb is going to open the scroll, this promise is prepared for everyone who has come and accept His name.
如果你还没受浸的话，请你们等一下拿到的时候传到下一位。
So if you have not yet been baptized, please pass the bread and the cup to the one next to you.
这个福分也是给你的，给我的。
And this blessing is also for you and me.
你此刻还没有接受的，我们真的希望有一天也能够看见这宝贵的救主是你人生最需要的，也愿意接受他。
If you have not yet received this blessing, we truly hope that there will be a day that this Savior, this Lord, can be your personal Savior and Lord in the future.
我们请服侍弟兄们上来。
So, brothers and sisters who serve this Holy Communion, please come forward. We are waiting. Please spend this precious time to pray in silence before our Lord.
天父，我们赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you.
让我们一起在你的宝座前来纪念爱我们的主耶稣，还有为我们死而复活升天的日子。
On this day, when we come before your throne, to remember that Jesus Christ who loved us and also died for us and resurrected.
我们感谢你主为我们的身体为我们剥开。
Lord, we thank you that your body was broken for us.
并 为我们复活升天，并且现在坐在宝座上。
And you rose from the death and went to heaven and enthroned on the throne.
因你被杀的羔羊，我们真的是能够得到重生。
Lord, because of a lamb who had been slain, we can have this eternal life.
我们要将一切颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权柄都归给坐宝座的以及那被杀的羔羊。
We want to give all the praise, the honor, and glory, and praise to this, to who sits on the throne and to the Lamb who had been slain.
愿主耶稣死而复活的能力每一天都活在我们的心中。
Lord, may your resurrected power live in us every day.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
满存感恩的心灵哟。
Let's partake with a grateful heart.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, may praise and worship be to you.
你的身体为我们破碎，使我们得以完全。
Lord, your body was broken for us so that we can be made complete.
你的宝血为我们流出，使我们得以洁净。
Your precious blood was shed for us so that we may be cleansed.
愿所有的赞颂荣耀都归给你。
May all the worship and praise and honor be to you.
直到永远。
Till for everlasting.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来领用。
Let's partake together.
好，我们请把杯子传到旁边。我们请领会的来报告。后面我们还有这个为受洗跟转会的发这个礼物跟证书，之后我们结束啊。
So please pass the cups to the side, and we'll be having some announcements and also the certificates for those who have been baptized and also those who transfer memberships.